Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. It's a Monday. That means David Shapiro from SASFIN. David, good evening to you. A raft of company results out today. Let's start with short-term insurer Santam. A higher full-year earnings profit for the year rising to 4.3 billion from 3.3 a year ago. And these are good results given that there have been all sorts of weather difficulties here.
And, you know, it's one of those businesses, Jeremy, where you never know what they're going to report simply because it's so difficult to understand those issues that you've just spoken about. But, you know, we always look to see that the premium incomes, in other words, those premiums you pay for your insurance cover, exceed the claims. And they had a very good margin this time. In other words, they made quite a bit of money. The other thing, on the other hand, you know, having put that money away into high-yielding money market gave them the kind of returns that, you know, we've seen earnings up. Sorry, I'm just looking there. Headline earnings up, I think, over 50%. So a very good number. And this, I have to add, Jeremy, this is one that Buffett would love. He loves these. Why? Because we pay our premiums in front, and we only claim way down the line. So he gets the use of the money, you know, for a long time. So understand when he talks about the float, that's what it is.
Dave, good numbers, but I see the share price slightly off today.
Well, we knew these were coming.
Yeah,
they did give us a trading update a few days ago, which were very good, and I think you know, the markets responded to that. But it's one of these shares that just climbs higher and higher, and we tend to forget that it exists.
Let's move on to RCL Foods. David, we would know them kind of in the baking space, maybe predominantly. Shares jumping nicely this morning. It's reported higher earnings at the halfway stage. These are very, very satisfactory.
Very. And remember, this is a company, they did sell off their logistics business and they unbundled Rainbow Chicken. In fact, RCL actually says Rainbow Chicken Limited, but they've got rid of this. Came out of the Remgro stable, and they've unbundled, Rainbow Chickens. In fact, if we add that on, it would have given us an extra return. But good numbers, and you know, Jeremy, the same story we see in a lot of companies: lower costs coming in, efficiencies, reduced load shedding. You're going to see that among a lot of companies that report at the moment. It has had a big impact in the, as well, but. A good number, and the share responded up, I think, 9% today. So very good.
Just to tell our listeners tonight, we'll know RCL through brands like Omar Rusk's, Nola Mayonnaise, Yum Yum Peanut Butter, and then also strong in the pet food market, which has also done very well.
Yes, we never realize it, you know, that sometimes we treat our pets better than we do ourselves. So.
Yeah, David, if I look at my own dogs, I think that's absolutely, absolutely true. I'm just looking down my screen here. Italtile growing earnings 4%. It says a stronger second quarter. Again, the depressed economy, this is a good barometer of how people are spending money. So, again, there'll be none too upset with this.
No, I like the business, and I've liked it ever since it listed many years ago, I think in the late 80s, early 90s. And very honest, very open, a very good business, but it relies on strong economies. You know, where people have got money to either build new houses or to retile, renovate their businesses. And they've gone through a rough time, you know, with the economy flat. And they've also faced quite a bit of competition of cheap imports and cheap manufacturing, but it is good to see them turning around. I know the share price is slightly down, but at least they're on the right track. The only thing they do warn is that that second half, it's actually the second quarter of the first half. You know, they said that the two-pot system, interest rates coming down, and also a bit of confidence helped them. They're quite cautious of whether this can continue. But it's a solid business, you know, regardless.
Talking about solid businesses, let's move on to PPC, the cement producer. See what I did there, Dave? Solid performance.
And, very much so.
They'll be happy with their improved performance over the first 10 months of or improved financial performance for the first 10 months. I beg your pardon. Let me get my teeth back in. But the group also saying it faced a challenging first half, revenue falling just over 4%.
Yeah, it's cement.
It's cement.
It's cement. When you buy cement, when you're building, or you're building roads and bridges.
Yeah,
and,
then you go to Italtal. Yeah.
Yeah, I think exactly. You're dead right. There is a clear connection between the two. But we're not seeing, despite the fact that there's new management there and they're trying to realign the culture and introduce cost disciplines and so on, until we see this economy grow and money being spent, you know, on infrastructure or in growing this economy, it's going to be a battle for them, no matter how hard they try. But credit to management, just keeping things afloat. But we've got to start to see a change in this underlying economy for these companies to really benefit.
And David, let's plow on. Bidvest, it's a huge organization, trading profit flat at 6.3 billion rand. The issue here is Adcock Ingram, which plays in the pharmaceutical space.
When you look at it, in fact, Adcock does contribute to their bottom line quite a bit. Not significantly, but one of the problems is they didn't expect a negative contribution from Adcock. And that's the marginal difference between a fairly good result and a not so good result or flat result. Also, there were other issues, that brought them down. I think they were overexposed to renewable energy, meaning solar panels. If I read that correctly, I might be getting it wrong. And also on the freight side, there were no wheat exports as well. So they suffered on both those, but generally a good result. But they did mention, if Adcock would have played its role correctly and done what everybody expected, I think the results would have been slightly better.
And just finally, David, I think I'm correct. Tomorrow, Stats SA releases fourth quarter GDP data. And this is critical because the third quarter, we saw the economy contracting by 0.3%. The market will be watching these numbers very closely.
They will. It's academic in a way. We're not quite sure whether it's going to be 0.5% growth or 1% growth. I'm not quite sure. Whatever. When we finally do the result, when we finally look at 2024, it's going to be sub 1%. We'll probably grow at 0.8. So that's a very low margin or a very low bar for us this year. In other words, if we can't beat this, then we're in really, really big trouble.
All right, David, we'll leave it there for tonight. As always, thank you very much indeed for the assessment. That is market watcher David Shapiro from Sasfin. I will talk to you next week.
Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.